Well, boys and girls and young people, listen. One or two questions that I want to ask you. So I need your help this morning. Now, if you know the answer, will you shout it out for me? Will you do that? Now, here we go. What am I holding in my hand? A what? A Bible. That's right. How is the Bible described? What's the word that describes the Bible? Holy. It's the Holy Bible. It's holy because it's God's Word. From Genesis to Revelation, it's the Holy Word of God. Now, can anybody else give me another name for the Holy Bible? Anybody going to shout out? The Word of God. That's the Word of God. It's the authoritative Word of God. Now, can anybody give me another name for the Holy Bible, the Word of God? Any of the young people? The Scriptures of Truth. That's right. And they're also called the Oracles of God. Now, that's our Bible. Now, our Bible is divided into two sections, or two parts. Can anybody tell me what they are? Old Testament and New Testament. That's absolutely right. Now, are you listening? How many books are there from Genesis to Malachi? Just the Old Testament now. How many books are there in the Old Testament? Just the Old Testament. Anybody tell me? Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1st and 2nd Samuel, 1st and 2nd Kings, 1st and 2nd Chronicles. 36. 3 out, 39. Very near. Very near. Almost. From Genesis to Malachi, there are 39 books. Now, can anybody tell me how many books there are in the New Testament?
27.
Good boy. 27 is absolutely right. Now, can anybody tell me how many chapters there are in the Bible? Now, 39 and 27 make 66. So there are 66 books in our Bibles altogether, right? 66 books from Genesis through to Revelation. How many chapters? Can anybody tell me? Well, maybe that's a hard question, isn't it? Well, there's 1,189 chapters in the Bible. Now, can anybody tell me how many verses there are? Now, why am I asking all these questions? Boys and girls, all the young people. For this reason, the Bible is the Word of God. And the more you read your Bible, the more you will come to love it. And the more you love it, the more you will read it. You see, Paul, writing to Timothy, said this, that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation. That's why we exhort people to read the Bible, the Word of God, the Scriptures of Truth, for they reveal the Lord Jesus Christ to our hearts. Now, this is Easter Sunday morning. And Paul, when he wrote his epistle to the Corinthians in chapter 15, he said this, that Christ died for our sins, according to the Bible, according to the Word of God, according to the Holy Scriptures. And he was buried. And he rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures. And Jesus, boys and girls, is alive this morning. And he's alive to save. He's seated at God's right hand, an exalted Prince and Savior. And he's able to save to the uttermost all who will come unto God through faith in him. You know, boys and girls, I heard a story about a wee Baptist girl. And an old skeptic said to her, "Which Christ do you worship? Which Christ do you know? Sure, there are a whole lot of Christ in the world today." And she looked up at him and she says, "Mister, the Christ I love, the Christ I serve, is the Christ that rose from the dead." Wasn't that good? Jesus is alive. Read his word and learn about him.